All right. Good morning. This is Julie with the Iowa Healthcare Association. Welcome to our VA Optum quarterly call, first one for 2021. We'll go ahead and start with a quick roll call. Looks like we do have lower numbers, but this is being recorded. Having some, for those not in Iowa, anywhere from 10 to 12 to 13 inches of snow overnight and some blowing and drifting. So I'm sure our home care members are getting dug out and trying to get to their visits. So let's see who we have with us. Let's start with our VA folks. Do we have someone on for Omaha? Anybody from Omaha on? Susan, I think, said she would be here. How about Des Moines VA? Do we have Roxanne?
This is Dana Latimer. I'm from Des Moines. Roxanne is attempting to get on. She's been getting an error message.
Okay. How about Iowa City? Lindsay Road is here for Savannah in Iowa City. Welcome, Lindsay. How about Sioux Falls? We'll flip back to Omaha. Do we have Susan with us? All right, how about Optum? I see Charlotte is on. Good morning, Charlotte.
I'm actually with VA's National Office of Community Care.
Welcome aboard. Wayne did tell me by email he was not available to be on this particular call, but we could email him any questions that would come up for him. Anybody else from Optum? Is Cheryl or Anna on?
Hi, this is Bridget Johnson. I am the new Veteran Experience Officer with Optum for Vision 23.
Welcome, Bridget.
Hi there, and this is Dan Goldsberry. I am the advocate for the area. I also work with Bridget there.
Welcome, Dan. Thanks for joining today. Anybody else from Optum? All right, we'll go ahead and get going this morning. I think having some sharing issues, so I did have a piece I was going to share, but we'll let the VA talk about that when we get there. I don't think we have a full hour unless we do have questions come in, but we'll go ahead and start with the questions that were sent in that was sent on to Optum and VA. The first question is in regards to the RAP and the new changes that happened with CMS 1/1/21 and needing to drop a RAP, a no-pay RAP within 5 days. So we've had some questions on is the VA is mandating the RAP in 5 days as well. Do we have anybody from the VA that can address that question?
Well, this is Charlotte McGrath. I would say that VA follows CMS guidelines, and I can't speak for Optum. Bridget, you can probably confirm, but typically the third-party administrator also follows CMS guidelines.
Yeah, I have a note from claims that I had asked a while back that we are we're following these same guidelines for the 5 day RAP rule.
So for folks on the call, then that means, and for those folks that maybe don't understand the back side of things for providers, is that in order to create the HIPS code that you'll need for that RAP then, that means that all these providers would need to do a full OASIS in order to generate that HIPS code. So that will be for those providers that may that aren't doing or there hasn't been a need to do a full OASIS, that would have to happen for that HIPS code. Let's see, the second one, I've been trying to get access to the HRSM system. I've not been able to, as I cannot get ID.me verified. I've been trying for 8 months to get access. What is holding everything up is this ID.me that won't get me verified. I have emailed numerous times, called the number for ID.me with no resolution. Any nuggets of help here for this person on how to get past this ID.me?
This is Charlotte again. Just for background information, ID.me is a company unto its own. And so what it does is ensure you are who you say you are so that you can get into HealthShare Referral Manager. It's also required to get into VA's customer engagement portal. That's where you can see your VA claim status. Typically, it takes a day, 2 days at the most, for the ID.me process. I did share a link with you, Julie, about contacting ID.me. There is a chat feature also on their website. This isn't a known problem. I actually have never heard of it before. So I would suggest the questioner go back to ID.me, make sure they're following the guidance appropriately. You do have to share personal information, social security number, et cetera. And again, that is to verify that you are who you say you are so that you can get access to that sensitive information.
Thanks, Charlotte. And yeah, I did get your email with the links in it, and I will share that out with the provider and see if that is helpful. If not, would it be okay if I got them in touch with you if they continue to have problems, even though it's not on the Optum side of things or the VA side, it sounds like, since it's their own entity?
Right. This is Charlotte, and I am with the VA. Sure, you can provide my email address. That's the best way to connect with me.
Okay. I'll forward the information and see if they can get through that way first. Anybody else that's on the call now have any issues with that particular feature?
Excuse me, I have an ID.me guide that I've just got off of things and screenshots and stuff that I often send out to my, or not often, I haven't actually for a while, but sent out to providers, and they seem to have some luck with that. So I have a Word document that kind of has an ID.me guide thing on it. Would that be helpful to anybody?
Yeah, who's speaking?
Oh, this is Michelle DeBrie at the Iowa City VA.
Perfect. If you want to forward that on to me, I'll be happy to share.
Okay, and you are?
This is Julie with Iowa.
Your email's on there then, right?
Yeah, you would have gotten the invite from me with the questions, and the login information would have come directly from me, and so you would have my address.
Okay, I'll send what I have on the ID.me to you, okay?
I'll put it in the chat here real quick, too. All right, thank you. Why do I keep getting an error when billing the LPN visit, the G0300, as a visit that should not be authorized for home care? Anybody have an update on that LPN G300 visit code? I'm going to go ahead and send that particular question off to Wayne then, after the call here. See if Wayne can address that. When billing homemaker, the S5130, I received it now 2 months in a row on claims for not having a description in box 47 on the institutional claim. Is it necessary to have a description in that box 47? VA folks have their billers on. I know I had some folks reach out that they wanted me to invite them so that they could be on as well.
This is Charlotte. I guess I would need to know if they are filing their claim with Optum or VA and have that question.
Okay. What type of bill are they to be using for a non-bundled Optum claim? They have an error message that is showing up for place of service. Is there a particular bill type for non-bundled Optum claims the provider should be using? I might send that off to Wayne too then. We did publish in our bulletin the new VA fee schedules that began 1/1/21. So I know providers are aware that there is a new fee schedule. I think folks were having a little bit harder time finding what their fee schedule is, depending on where they are located. And I know that we had one of the VAs reach out. I was going to share it on the screen today, but we're having a few sharing issues on this particular device today. But I will put that in the bulletin going forward after this call. But would the VA kind of go over what's on that particular graph that you sent me and how best to find their VA fee schedules that began on 1/1?
Well, this is Charlotte. You're going to send out the link, right, Julie?
The link to
the fee schedule?
I did. It went out in the bulletin.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I believe it was at least two weeks ago.
Okay. So, the first step is to find the location where the referral is coming from and looking up the particular CPT code. And if you're at all savvy with an Excel spreadsheet, you can use the find tool, I guess is what it is, and put in the CPT code that you're looking for, and then you can find the particular VA location. Now, the change to the fee schedule, in addition to potentially different payments, is that effective 1/1/21, and the fee schedule is used by Optum and by VA. Both. The difference in the fee schedule in the way that it will pay is it will not be based on the VA that is referring care. It will be based on the location where you're providing care. So it's actually based on the veteran's home.
Excellent. Back to the claim form, which was the previous question. It looks like somebody typed in, meaning what kind of claim form. My mic isn't working, so I don't think anyone heard me. No, we did not hear you. And yes, the question was actually which particular type of claim form should they be billing for non-bundled Optum claims? We do have another question. I have an issue with Optum with non-bundled. It is asking for a description when billing that S5130, which is the homemaker. Does anybody on here know what kind of description they're wanting? Shasta's saying we've had that issue early on with the description. If you want to email me, I could help you with that. And has put in her email address. But if anybody's able to address what the description is, that would be helpful for the whole group. If not, I do have a notation to ask Wayne. So we do have one of the VAs, and I think this is the one that sent me the Word doc where they've actually listed it all out, which will go in the bulletin. I'm going to try and share this screen. I don't know what it's going to do to y'all. You can let me know if you can see that, folks.
Yes, we can.
Ah. It's going to work for a minute. So this is one of the VAs has put this together. You see it's nicely color-coded with skilled nursing, PTOT, speech, social worker, home health aide, respite, and homemaker, and then by state. So there's your HCP CS codes and units underneath. So I will have a link to this in the bulletin so you all can download it and print it if you'd like. Any questions on this while I still have it up? Very nice document. it'll be easier than finding it on your own. So again, I will put that in the bulletin. Excellent. That was the end of the pre-submitted questions that went off to the group. And I am caught up in the chat. So for those folks that are currently on the call, if you'd like to unmute the bottom left of your screen, you can unmute there to ask a question while we have the group together, or feel free to type it in the chat as well. We'll go ahead and give it a minute or two and see if we have anybody that has another question. Any other questions, folks? Give it another second or two. I want to throw the next date that we will gather is April 27th. Again, 10 to 12, fourth Tuesday of that quarter. For S5130 description, I've been using home health other visits also make sure to use rev code 0580. Thanks for sharing that. So that home health other visit must be what you're putting them in that box 47. On the claim. For the claims question, shouldn't the non-bundled be billed on CMS 1500 form? I received remits from Optum starting stating that claims should be billed on a 1500 rather than a UBO4, but I have called and had a representative confirm that the claims are billed on a UBO4. However, I am still receiving denials for the S5130 and the G0156 when billed on a UBO4 with a 341 type of bill. Can you confirm the correct way to bill? Do we have anybody from Optum that can confirm whether it's a UBO4 or 1500? Which form?
Hi, this is Bridget. I do not work in claims or billing, so I cannot ask that. I do have it copied and pasted, but I know you're going to email Wayne a bunch of questions as well. So are you going to include this one for him?
I can.
Okay.
And Julie, this is Charlotte from VA.
Yeah.
There is a great document that Optum put together, and it does specify for the type of care provided which claim form is needed. And I had provided that link to you when I got these questions.
Okay, so that's in it as well.
Yes.
Okay. I think we'll put all those links in the bulletin article that will go with the shared form that I showed you. So please be on the lookout in Wednesday's bulletin. Can the link be provided in the chat? Please, and I think Charlotte just did provide it. Is there someone from Optum Billing and Claims that can join these calls regularly? And I do believe they have, Wayne is typically on, and he's really pretty good with the billing and claims side of things. So, hopefully he'll be able to join next time. I think he's been on most of them except maybe the last one last year. Any other questions? Feel free to unmute as well. A question on, has there been any discussion about increasing the number of calls from 4? There has not been. If you do have questions between the quarterly calls, feel free to reach out to me and I can get you in contact with any one of the folks that do attend these calls that would be able to answer those questions. You don't have to hold your questions till the quarterly call, especially if you've hit a bump in the road and billing has stopped. Please reach out and we will get you connected.
Bridget, this is Charlotte, and maybe Daniel. You know, I was thinking, I didn't share with Julie the two documents that Optum has. For example, if you have claims, questions, who to contact, and then the claims escalation process. Do you think it would be appropriate for me to send those to Julie? And maybe
so. And then I have that home health FAQ that claims have put together as well that has some good knowledge on it. Do you have that one?
I don't. Can you see the link in the chat? I don't know if that's the same.
No, it's something different. I'll send it to you and you can look at it.
Okay. Okay. Bridget, would you maybe want to talk about the preferred mode if providers have questions with a denied claim or just questions on billing in general?
Sure. I mean, those all should be directed to the call center, to PGBA, because that's who handles our claims. So I will, I'll send you, Charlotte, if you want to share it with everybody, that claim service model, because it has all of the websites and the phone numbers. And then I will also send you that home health FAQ to send out as well.
And I'll get that, excuse me, I'll get that to you, Julie.
Okay, I'll start putting the article together and with what you've previously sent and this document I shared, and then add that when you get that over to me then. Perfect. Any other questions? Bottom left, we'll unmute your line if you'd like to ask one. Not hearing any. So again, our next call will be April 27th, 10 o'clock. Go ahead and watch for that bulletin article, and I will get all the links put in there for you to access in the guide that I shared for the new 21 VA fee schedule. Thanks for joining, everybody, and have a safe rest of your day and week. Thanks, everybody.